Okay, now it's your turn. An opportunity to chat with Dr. Bruce Goldberg as we continue our discussion as well about time travel, reincarnation, and teleportation. All that and more next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. We're with Dr. Bruce Goldberg and you. Bruce, of everything you've investigated, past lives, time travel, teleportation, is there any one area that you particularly enjoy over the other?
Well, actually, there is a big picture, and the big picture is the ascension aspect, because the regression and progression is fine. Superconscious mind taps were, to me, far more important than just regression and progression, because there you're accessing the higher self. And then as I saw over the years, remember, I'm doing this for 35 years here, what I saw here was the concept of, what is the real big picture? Is it just the titillation of going back in the past lives and see how you messed up in the past? I mean, that doesn't really help anyone. You know, it's really very frustrating when you see how, you know, over and over again, we've had like 1,000 past lives, at least, per person. But when you perceive accessing the higher self, and then you start doing things working towards the ascension, okay, now we're talking about a big picture. It's not just spiritual growth. It's the actual, think of the big picture, eliminating the need to come back. Isn't that really a really interesting concept? Because no matter how good you are, for example, a person says, well, suppose I was some Hollywood celebrity or some corporate giant living on the earth plane. Look at the earth. Look at the problems we have. Look at people who would be jealous of you trying to, you know, with governments and whatever. On the higher planes, when you join the God energy complex, there's no perpetrators, there's no victims, there's no physical body. It's just perfection or heaven, nirvana. And to me, the most satisfying part of my work is the training of people to actually begin to make that connection and to facilitate and speed up their karmic cycle.
Excellent. Let's go to the calls. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, east of the Rockies. Hey, John, you're on with Bruce Goldberg.
Hi, it's good. It's an honor to speak with you both. How are you?
Good.
Fine, John. What's up?
I was wondering, from an experiential point of view, as in from the point of view of a regular person living their life, how it's different between what you've said about the many universes and the many dimensions, how that's different from one person having free will in a world as we would conventionally know it.
Well, think of it this way. If you perceive five frequencies, then you have the free will to choose which one you want to switch to. You can also decide not to switch. You know, many of my patients say, doctor, I don't want to switch frequencies. I want to just maximize the frequency that I'm on now. And the first step in doing this is, of course, to train them to access their higher self, to raise the frequency, vibrational rate, the quality of their soul's energy, which will improve your life now, as well as all the other frequencies. So you have the free will. You can, it's sort of like staying home or going out to a nightclub or to a theater. You have the free will to choose that. The problem is, if you don't have the knowledge of that, then your free will is compromised because you now have limited choices. Here, I'm training people to have choices of not just in this life, okay? Going into the future can help you avoid catastrophes in this life or problems, true. But how about parallel universes? I can't tell you the number of emails and contacts I get from people and phone calls. People say, doctor, my life is miserable. There's no hope. I can't win this game. Everything is against me. And they're not being paranoid. They're being realistic when they describe their cases. Here, they can actually switch tracks. So to me, custodying and design your own destiny in the parallel universes is the ultimate of free will.
Okay, so it expands our awareness of what we can do.
And the potential, the actual reality of, for example, like let's say, think of frequencies 1 through 5. And let's say your ideal frequency is number 4, but you're on number 1. Now, number 1 for you is not your ideal frequency, but for somebody else it is. You see, everybody's ideal frequency isn't the same grouping. It's a different thing. So you can switch to number 4. What happens to you? Your body still exists in number 1. You still have a soul here, but you don't have the remembrance or the memories of it or the awareness. You're only aware of the frequency number 4 in this case. You see, because the soul exists on all these frequencies, as does the higher self. So it's sort of like flipping the dial on a TV set or a radio or whatever to simply go from one frequency to another. When you leave, you don't just disappear into a black hole. Your body still stays there, except you're not aware of it. You're only aware of one frequency at a time. If you were aware of more than one frequency at a time, this is interesting. Me and Fred Allen Wolf, the quantum physicist of UCLA training, agree that's the origin of schizophrenia and psychotic behavior, is people being trapped between parallel universes, receiving information from more than one. That's where your audible hallucinations come in, and that's really the definition of psychotic behavior, especially paranoid or schizophrenic behavior.
Very good. Thanks, Bruce. Robin in Oakland, California. Hey, Robin.
Well, good morning or good evening. How lovely to speak to both of you.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. I wanted to ask Dr. Bruce, what do you think of Ruth Montgomery's, talking about the giant crystal that supposedly was built by the Atlanteans, that they targeted the Lemurians straight through the planet and sunk the huge crystal into what's now the Bermuda Triangle?
Right. Well, Ruth Montgomery's earlier works, like Here and Hereafter, and those were brilliant works that were written in like the 60s. Uh-huh. I don't agree that that the crystals were the source of the collapsing of the of Atlantis and Lemuria, the submerging of the continents. As I described, the deep Earth hypothesis is far more logical because this crystal, you're talking about the technology and the efficacy, the physics behind that, to me, is as close to impossible as you can get. Whereas the gas belt beneath both continents is far more logical. So with all due respect to the late Ruth Montgomery, I don't concur with that particular report. I've read it, of course, years ago. I do agree that crystals were involved in both Atlantis and Lemuria, but they weren't the source of the submerging of the continents. It was the gas belts beneath both continents, as well as the earthquakes, the pole shifts, and the fires and the volcanic eruptions. All that contributed. It wasn't just one big mama crystal, okay?
I really appreciate your clearing that up. Which book would you recommend of the ones that you've written in terms of healing on another dimension or switching dimensions?
Okay, well, the Custom Design Your Own Destiny deals with the parallel universe switching, and the book, the Ascension book, of course, my new book on Ascension, also deals with healing and accessing both your higher self for the purpose of raising the soul's energy to get you to the Ascension. In order to get to the Ascension, you have to remove all fear. And, of course, you're also going to heal whatever is bothering you now. So the Ascension book and the Destiny book with the CD album that go along with those would be the ones I'd recommend. It would be the ideal.
West of the Rockies now in Parker, Colorado, we have Yeshi. Hi there.
Hello. Hi. Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Bruce.
Hi, Yeshi.
I'm calling because I have personally had an experience of your oversoul situation.
Oh, really?
I have had it actually initially as a dream in which I was shown, and you could see these floating out there and the silver cords coming down and mm-hmm. people walking at the end of each cord, and they'd cross paths and they would be from different systems, but they'd be in the world at the same time. And then I wondered, well, and I was told, I asked, well, what is this? And they said, this is a repository of wisdom and knowledge. And when a being at the end of the cord down below, so to speak, although there was no up or down, but down below, is learning, it gets pumped into the over, it was called the over-entity system in my mm-hmm. dream, my teacher, whatever you want to call that. And then I said, I wonder what happens when I just dive down this cord. So I went down the cord in the dream now mm-hmm. and came out slightly above the head of a woman who was walking at an angle across a city street and knocked at a door and went in. And I remember what she did in there and all this. So I woke up in the morning very, very clear about this whole thing, and I told my friend about my dream. And about 3 weeks later, his cousin Beverly came into town, and I described to him what this person in my dream looked like, what she was wearing, and what she did for a living. I mean, in terms of the actual actions that mm-hmm. I was seeing, which sure. I didn't know. So he brought his cousin Beverly over to meet me. She looked like the woman in the dream, dressed in the same style, and she was a social worker who went from to the houses to visit people.
Right, sure.
And I recognized her when I saw her. And we talked a little bit, and she didn't seem to have any problem with what I told her. I told her about my dream.
Mm-hmm.
Philip did, though. Her cousin did. He was freaked out by it. But the reason I'm calling is I just want people to know that I know firsthand that some of what you're saying is true.
Well, you were shown an example. This could be also what we call the soul plane ascension experience, where on the soul plane is beyond the karmic cycle. We have the physical, astral, causal, mental, and etheric planes that make up the karmic cycle. But the soul plane is where you're going to connect with the oversouls. You're probably going to have your masters and guides there, as well as your higher self. And you were given like a little tour What I'm surprised is that the social worker didn't feel uncomfortable, like she felt like somebody was, stalking her, so to speak, in an astral level or in an interdimensional level. But you were shown something that was realistic because it was confirmed by the actual person that you met later, who was fulfilling and describing the things that you observed in your dream levels. Remember, all dreams are out-of-body experiences. This is a result of UCLA laboratory, their dream laboratory research. So we know that when you dream, you're really not just having some psychological meandering. You're actually in the fifth dimension. Okay? In your case, you probably went to the soul plane, and you were given a real interesting guided tour, and the purpose of which was not to titillate you, but to actually help your own spiritual growth. And the course that you're talking about is part of the mechanism. This is like the intergalactic lines I was describing, you see? These come from the God Energy Complex originally, so this is a very fascinating experience, Yeshi, and I appreciate you sharing it, but this was something that was very, very personal to you. And I'm sure you felt very good about it, and I'm sure it's going to help facilitate your own karmic cycle.
Bruce, most of your teleportation or time traveling is done via the mind or portals with not a lot of technology or equipment. How come?
Oh, no equipment, because God didn't have equipment. This is all created by the God Energy Complex. You know, when people, for example, you can use an alpha brainwave synchronizer to get into hypnosis, and I tell people, don't buy one, buy a TV set instead, okay? I mean, you don't need machines. This is all natural. You can meditate, you can do hypnosis, you can do teleportation has been described in the religious literature and the scientific literature, going all the way back. I mean, the early Christian fathers were meditators, and they also had experiences of levitation, which is the beginning phase of teleportation, especially during the Renaissance, well documented by governments and as well as the popes and the Catholic Church, et cetera. So these are things that what you want to do is, I believe, an au naturel. That's why I love hypnosis versus pharmacology or hooking you up to machines, because that's not the way we were created, nor is that the way people are going to eventually attain the results they're getting. There isn't one machine around I can think of that's going to do something that you can't do by natural methods.
Good point. Cleveland, Ohio we go. Hello, Sandy. You're on with Bruce Goldberg.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
Dr. Bruce, I'd like an opinion on this. I can remember back when I was a toddler, I know George talked about this at one point, about how it seemed like it was me exactly fully formed in consciousness the way I am now, but yeah. I was maybe 2 years old, and I was learning language, and maybe it was a year and a half, and I like being in another place where I didn't understand the language, but my mind was very active and awake and logical, and I remember when I finally learned how to talk, asking my mother about certain things, and I would hear her and my grandmother talking about a friend, Susie, maybe, that had a medical problem, and I'd say, why don't they just, the doctor just something, you know, I knew what I wanted to say in my head. I didn't have the language, but I'd try to describe something that I remembered as a part of daily life, common conveniences or technology that was around. And when I finally got old enough to have a better vocabulary, still preschool, my mother would make comments to me something like, well, and she was very open-minded, but something like, honey, we don't have anything like that right now. Maybe when you grow up, they'll have something like that. But we, you know, that kind of a thing. And I remember into my, I'm 52 right now, so I remember maybe mid to late 60s getting frustrated with communications. And I remember thinking when the phone's ringing, we should know who's on the phone. There should be a way to know who's on the phone.
Right.
Yeah, and it was, and again, the frustration, the feeling like, this is normal. Where the heck is it? I'm living in the Stone Age. But I couldn't describe it totally. It was more of a half, not more than half remembered.
But what you're describing, Sandy, is you were given precognitive information or futuristic information. See, we call this in the field, in my field, in the field of progression therapy, it's called forbidden knowledge for most people. Most people aren't going to get this. And for the very reason, because if you show people just day-to-day average things in the future, it yeah. drives them crazy. It's sort of like, you know, living in the 1950s and not having a cell phone, you know, or seeing one, and, you know, nobody has one, right?
But this actually felt as though I had already lived like this for some time with these conveniences, mm-hmm. and I was picked up out of a future time frame and plunked back where they weren't available.
Well, also, what happens is when you go to sleep at night, when you dream, you're actually, your body now, your soul is going to enter, let's say, the astral body to go to the upper astral plane. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to meet with your higher self and maybe some spirit guides, too, and your higher self is going to give you an education. The problem is that you had too much memories of that because your education is going to be viewing into the future. and very far into the future.
Well, there are still things now that I see the technology and I think, oh, they're getting close to what I remember. But, you know, I don't remember it well enough. It's kind of like I wouldn't be able to invent a telephone myself or
sure.
a computer. I remember using one, though, commonly.
But how do you think I feel when I deal with technology from the 35th and 36th century? I mean, you know, where people live to be 500 to 900 years young, where they can use their mind to create a chicken sandwich in the proverbial microwave that isn't a microwave, but you just think of the proverbial chicken sandwich and it's created and it has no calories and it gives you all the nutrition. I mean, things like that. No. So I hope it didn't cause problems as you were growing up, but the kind of things you're dealing with the future now, if I was you, I would log it in and keep a record of this thing because this could be a very interesting experiment here about the accuracy about things that, you know, everybody wants to know about future technology today because our society changes every 3 seconds.
Indeed, indeed. Let's go to Francesca in Santa Barbara, California. Hi there.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Bruce.
Hi, Francesca.
Hi. I had a question about your work, and I was wondering, how do you know if the people that you hypnotize are not channeling regressive ETs?
All right. Well, first of all, I do spiritual protection techniques. I'm an expert in psychic protection, and all my patients go through that. So if there are any ETs, let's say attached entities or ETs trying to manipulate them, there's no way in God's green earth you're going to be able to do it in my office, I can tell you that. I do very intensive psychic protection, so I'm not worried about that. Secondly, they're accessing their higher self, which is the main form, the white light, so to speak, that you hear about all the time, is your higher self. So when you bring the higher self in, there's no way an ET is going to be able to get in there because they're going to be blocked out by the white light or the higher self protection. So that's not an issue at all. I don't worry about it. In fact, most of my patients are victims of psychic attacks. That's the main thing I work with in my practice. Almost every issue you can think of, habits, phobias, and bad luck people have, these are all psychic attack symptoms. So that's the main thing I deal with in my practice.
Oh, and would you be able to give us some tips on how to protect ourselves?
Well, I do have an exercise on the website. If you go to the homepage, you click on the top part, it says an exercise link. And one of the exercises is called, the first one is called Psychic Protection from Negativity. So that will give you an actual exercise you can use. As far as the tips are concerned, you know, it's very complex. There's about, 80 things I would have to say. All that is included in my, I have a couple of articles on the site. And my book, Protected by the Light, would be the real, so to speak, gospel on all the details, exercises, and specific things that we wouldn't have time. It would be like a half an hour to go over that. And, you know, we have to deal with a lot of callers this evening. So that would be a little bit more that we can do in answering a question. But try the psychic protection from negativity exercise. That will definitely put you on the right path to removing any kinds of negativities that you may be exposed to in your life. Because there's so much negative energy out there. And there are entities, there are lower astrals trying to play games with us, there are ETs, there are just people's downright negativity that can affect you if you're not protected.
Of the past lives that you've taken people back into, is there a common denominator here, Bruce? Do they say things that are pretty common?
Well, I mean, you know, the average past life is like a person dies of, you know, consumption, which is tuberculosis in a farm in Iowa. I mean, you know, most past lives are very lower class and very, very difficult lives. The common theme really is really individual to their karmic cycle. People who have relationship issues, people who have professional issues, addictions to drugs, sex, money, whatever, those are individual to that person's personality. So there isn't a blanket statement you can make. It depends on where they're coming from and what their ultimate goal is and what they're trying to solve in their own karmic cycle.
We'll be back in a moment with Final Calls with Bruce Goldberg on Coast to Coast AM. And on our next Coast to Coast program, Michael Cremo joins us. Human devolution. An incredible story that mankind survived here millions of years ago. Up next, Final Calls with Dr. Bruce Goldberg on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. Bruce, could you explain before we go back to Final Calls,
sure,
the Akashic Records?
Akashic Records is like a chart. It's actually a fifth-dimensional computer record stored on what's called the causal plane, which you can access it from any dimension. And through the use of hypnosis and many other techniques, you can actually access what your records are. This is a record of all your past, present, parallel, and future lives. That's how I got the Dexter Monterey and the Zero life of yours. I never worked with you with hypnosis in my office at all. I simply accessed the Akashic records and accessed your Akashic records and was able to pick on those. By the way, I did that with Arta years ago and found out about his life as Draco in Atlantis in 50,000 BC. Predicting the calamity and the collapse of the submerging of the breaking up of the continent. So that was an access to the Akashic Records. So anyone can do this. It's a great technique because it does give you an idea of what your karmic purpose is, and it can be used as a way to help you to monitor and, you know, focus in on some things in life that maybe you haven't been doing. And so the Akashic Records, it's been reported all the way through history. The East Indians, et cetera, they all mention it. They call it different names, but the Akashic Records actually is an Indian name, is an East Indian name. One thing before we go on to call is a couple of technology things from the time travelers that I wanted to mention, just which reflect to some of the themes that we discussed tonight. Mm-hmm. The time travelers have, in the future now, this is between 1,000 and 3,000 years in the future, they have a device called the Timeline Sequence Scanner. This allows you to view a past event that took place in detail in this or in a parallel universe. You can also observe all probable futures and past and presents with this particular device. And one other device they have is called the Morphogenic Cell Regulator. This alters one's physical appearance, including the DNA and fingerprints, which is how a time traveler can be caught, so to speak, on the Earth plane, but you'll never know it's a time traveler because they can alter parts of, especially DNA and fingerprints, you know, so that you'll never know who they are.
That's fascinating. Hackensack, New Jersey, we go. Steve, east of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Long
yes,
time.
Sir.
I have a question. My friend has bipolar, and I heard regression can very possibly help him. I've been trying to heal through other means. I just seem to give them energy.
Okay. A regression is not going to help depression or bipolar, manic, or the upper, the anxiety and depression. What will help him, if anything, would be a superconscious mind tap where you're accessing the higher self, which will actually raise the energy. All a past life regression would do would probably depress him more because most past lives are not happy lives. So really, that's not the answer. The answer is energy healing, and my technique is called the superconscious mind tap, but you want an energy approach, not a history channel approach.
You're still doing a lot of past life regressions?
Well, I do
aren't
past
you?
Life regressions, but I tell people first what I do mostly is superconscious mind taps. Past life regression to me is done at the end of therapy, not the beginning. You don't have dessert before dinner. So I don't want them to get all titillated and all excited about past lives. Meanwhile, they still have the issues because the past life regression is not going to solve problems. It's going to just give you information, which is fine, and it may give you a little insight to some things you've done in the past. But if you want to really remove an issue, I mean a permanent removal of an issue, the only way you're going to do that is to raise the quality of the soul's energy, the frequency vibrational rate of the soul, which is electromagnetic radiation, or dark matter, as it's called in physics today, just like a television or radio signal. That's what the soul is. It occupies the human body, but it actually controls the body. So in other words, the problems you have in life are really a soul problem, not just a physical problem, the body. The body is the manifestation. The soul is what you want to deal with, and since the soul is energy, the only way to heal it is to expose it to its higher form of energy, which is the higher self or the superconscious mind.
All right. Next up, let's go to our wild card line. It's Joey in Bakersfield, California. Hi, Joey.
Hi. Dr. Goldberg, if I understand this parallel universe or parallel timeline thing correctly, there is another me out there that doesn't have some horrible birth defect, right?
In at least one parallel universe, yes. Your physical station will basically be the same. Now, when you say a birth defect, are you talking about a physical deformity on the body? What do you mean now?
I'm just talking hypothetically, different possibilities of approaching.
Your DNA is going to be the same, so you're going to look the same. Now, if there's a birth defect, like, for example, think of like in the old days when people had like thalidomide babies in the 60s, remember, those kinds of things, that will not exist in every parallel universe. But your DNA and your physical constitution is going to be the same in the parallel universes. But some things, for example, if you're born with green eyes, you're going to have green eyes in all your frequencies, but you may not have a birth defect in every parallel universe. See?
Okay, another one is, are all of my parallel selves the same sex?
Oh yeah, your parallel selves. No, your parallel universes. You're going to be the same sex, but parallel selves is like I described on Figure One with the Cleveland and the salesman from the East Coast, and he met the woman in Cleveland. That parallel self, he was male, she was female. So your parallel selves will be different sexes. But that's all in the current universe that we're on now. You see.
So it wouldn't be possible for someone to shift sexes, for instance.
No. You're not. No, this is not a transgendering. You're not going to be a metaphysical tranny here. No. I mean, you're going to stay the same. You are going to be your sex. That person is going to be their sex. They're really different people with different genetic lines as far as the physical plane is concerned. What you can trace back is the soul's energy, not so much the physical part of the body. You understand? The soul to a sub-soul, which eventually comes from an over-soul, that's energy. That's what the commonality is, not the physicality, not the DNA or any other components of the physical body.
So when it comes to genetics, any amount of shifting, that's not going to do anything.
No. Right? You're not going to meld with that person physically and change sexes or change or transpose DNA. That's not going to happen. All you're going to do is meet them or not, relate to them or not, but they're a different person with a different karmic cycle, but they simply, the only thing you and that person can trace back to commonly is the sub-soul, which is an energy-based, electromagnetic radiation-based, not a physical base like matter and DNA and genes, etc.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just misunderstood then.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Joy. What's your take on ET travel? How did they get here? What's their propulsion?
Well, okay, there is the old classic explanation of most of ET travel is they say, you know, it's 25 light years from Zeta Reticuli. How about the Alcubierre warp drive, known as AWD? In 1994, a Mexican physicist named Miguel Alcubierre proposed in the Journal of Classical and Quantum Gravity a method of stressing space in a wave, which would, in theory, cause the fabric of the space ahead of a spacecraft to contract and the space behind it to expand. So now the ship would be riding in this wave inside a region known as a warp bubble of flat space. Since the ship is not moving within the bubble but carried along the region itself, your conventional relativistic effects like time dilatation, et cetera, will not apply. And therefore, they don't involve moving faster than light in a local sense, but since a beam of light within the bubble would still always move faster than the ship, but in reality it would travel faster than the speed of light because it could go from one end of the universe to another in a very short period of time, just like folding over space-time is really what you're doing. And that's called the Alcubierre warp drive, which is what Star Trek would call warp drive, you know? But it's a real theory. It has not been tested physically with a device, but the mathematics are quite sound, and they've been around for 15 years.
Okay, let's go to Zach in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Zach.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great, thanks.
What's up, Zach?
Well, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the concept of the hollow earth, because that's where my thoughts were about where our energy goes when we die. What do you think about it?
Well, I'm not convinced about the hollow earth mentality because, you know, physically the hollow earth is molten gases and lead and whatever, all these things. I have not seen myself any real evidence to suggest that the hollow earth theory is correct. Now, it could be. I just don't. It's just, to me, a theory. I don't have any evidence. So right now, I have to take the Missouri aspect here. You know, I want to see some evidence first before I start getting on the hollow earth bandwagon. But it is a theory, and they say there are ETs that come out of it. There are, you know, all kinds of entities, et cetera. But I'd like to see some evidence, some little, you know, entrance, exit kind of thing, and have it investigated before I start getting on that bandwagon.
Okay, great. Next up, let's go to our wild card line in Omaha, Nebraska. Hi, Paul. You're on with Bruce.
Yeah, hi, George and Bruce.
Good morning, Paul.
I wanted to compliment you and thank you for one of the major things in my life when I did a meditation you gave out with Art Bell over the radio many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this meditation in order to access my past lives. I did it about 20, 30 times. Thought it was typically hocus-pocus, but I'd never done this thing before. But what happened was all of a sudden everything turned black, and then, believe it or not, they gave me a slideshow. It was a 5-stage presentation. It was right in the middle, 35 millimeter, first came up a little girl in the 30s, a British soldier in World War I in Mesopotamia, a professor somewhere in Europe, a rich guy with a painting on a wall, an Amish Quaker woman in black and white somewhere, I'm guessing in the patriotic wars, revolutionary times, and then I waited, came back to it again later on, and this time I was on the saddle. I was part of a Western Cavalry unit out in the Western Desert, actually riding a horse that was in a brown tone color. So it really works. Now
that was the fifth dimension exercise that I gave out. Now remember, I'm going to ask you a quick question. I'm going to make you an expert here. Who do you think gave you all those past lives? I'll give you
my spirit guide.
It wasn't me. It was your higher self. Your higher self.
That was my higher self?
Yeah, your higher self was actually being your tour guide and non the. I like when you use the word slideshow. It reminds me of the photo gallery, George.
Yeah.
And some were color, some were black and white or brown tone. So I figured, maybe I dreamt in color.
Let me tell you how this works. It's very interesting with time. As you go back in time, the visions become more black and white, like a monograph or like an old picture from a photograph in the 1800s. As you go forward in time to future lives, it becomes very psychedelic. It's like a 1960s film. So the color does change with whatever direction. We don't know why that happens, by the way, but it's been reported by thousands of my patients, and me too, doing my own regressions and progressions.
Bruce, how did you get involved in all of this? How did this start for you?
Well, dentistry was kind of like the beginning because I wanted to use hypnosis for pain control and reduce apprehension. And I practiced dentistry for 13 years on the East Coast. And then I read the Bridey Murphy story, and I said, let me see if I can do this regression as a hobby. If it didn't work, no problem. Well, the very first patient I worked with was someone I knew. She was a graduate student in social work, and she went into 9 different lives. And she was able to overcome 2 habits and a phobia that I wasn't even aware that she had because I didn't know her that well. So what I saw here was the therapeutic clinical use, not just the titillation of exploring past lives. So then I simply developed a part-time practice for a couple of years. Then it became full-time practice, and dentistry became part-time. And then I went from regression to progression in 1977. I discovered progression in the superconscious mind then. Then you had ET abductees came in there. Then time travelers came in there, and of course soul healing aspects. Then ascension techniques came in there. Then paragression and parallel universes came in, and then coast to coast came in.
And here we are.
And the rest is history, as I say. So it was a progression, so to speak, from one end to the other, going for more simple techniques. And I'm proud of the fact that I discovered the progression and the superconscious mindset. Those are the things that that'll be on my tombstone, I'm sure. And I'm very proud of those because they are very relevant to the whole point of karmic growth and helping people to ascend and helping people to take charge of their lives. That's why the two words that I use to describe my practice and my life is psychic empowerment. Psychic, using your mind, empowerment, taking charge of your life. Because too many people today, and you know this, are just walking around like zombies and just, following orders and not really taking charge of their life and letting the ball play them, as they say in baseball. And when that happens, you make a lot of errors.
Absolutely. Phoenix, we go. Hey, Rick, you're on with Bruce Goldberg. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Absolutely fascinating topic. My question has to do with some Egyptology.
Right.
What I've been noticing is with time travel, with parallel universes, and also, as it pertains to ETs, and also a possible culture of ETs, a subterranean life form on Mars, there's a common thread that runs through all of those. And the common thread that I've found is it all goes back to ancient Egypt. And I was wondering if you could expand a little bit on that.
Okay.
What do you think, what ties all those things together with Egypt?
Okay, well, you're right. Egypt is the birth of monarchies. It's the birth of mathematics. Pythagoras studied in Egypt. Everybody studied in Egypt. But remember now, right. Egypt was not the origin in reality. Atlantis and Lemuria. Lemuria was the real origin. Lemuria then gave a lot of its technology and information to Atlantis, who misused it. And then both Atlantis and Lemuria settled Upper and Lower Egypt. So, yes, we look upon from modern Egyptology and history and archaeology to Egypt, which, that's fine, but the reality of it goes all the way back to Lemuria, the Garden of Eden, the Empire of the Sun, as it was called. That's really the origin of everything. But on a modern day, most archaeologists and historians, and I know them, I have some friends in the field, when I see Atlantis and Lemuria, they tell me to, what are you drinking or smoking? They don't really want to deal with it. But Egypt today, from our current aspect in the last 6,000 years, has given us literally everything. And they've done things in those days, like the Pyramid of Giza, that we can't duplicate today. So Egypt, that's why I wrote the Egypt book, because, you know, I mean, the Egypt book, it describes the real true history of Egypt going back into, 25,000 B.C., which you're not going to get that in current history. It's going to go back 4,000 B.C., 6,000 years. That's the origin of writing. The Sumerians developed their scripts, you know, and their clay figures and things, and Egypt did their thing in the hieroglyphics. But in reality, it goes all the way back, 200,000 B.C. So, but Egypt, on a more modern perspective, to our current history and the people who want to be more conventional, that's the origin of literally everything that we have in society today.
Let's grab a quick question out of you, Beverly, in Rockland, New York, east of the Rockies. Go ahead, Bev.
Yes, I'm having trouble in my house. The things are being taken. I hear the house rattles, and I don't know how to get it out.
Okay, this is what you call, this is a psychic attack now. This is, you need to go through a lot of things to get rid of this. Now, if you're getting entities that are playing games with you here, I would suggest you read my book, Protected by the Light. I have a lot of suggestions there about specific techniques you can use, everything from herbs and oils and stones you can use, as well as techniques you can use yourself with hypnosis. But you're going to have to do something else because you have to get them out of the house. It's not just you that's being psychically attacked. It's the whole house, which will affect your family and anybody who enters there. So that's a very complex situation that requires far beyond what I can discuss in just a few moments here.
Bruce, let's take some time to talk about your website and the books you've got available. Go ahead.
Okay.
1 minute.
Well, the website is DR, the D as in David, R as in Robert, BRUCEGOLDBERG.com. For those without computers, it's 1-800-KARMA-FOR-YOU, which is 1-800-527-6248. The books that you have on the site, the six that are relevant to this thing, are Egypt, an Extraterrestrial and Time Travel Experiment, Custom Design Your Own Destiny, which deals with parallel universes and how to see them, Time Travels from Our Future, the basic book on time travelers, which also talks about Atlantis Lemuria II, Past Lives, Future Lives Revealed, which is an update of my original book and goes into new cases about regressions and progressions, Time Travel Confidential, which is a novel I wrote, but it also has real technology from the 36th century throughout it. And Ascension, The Art of Soul Perfection and the Attainment of Grace, is the book about how people can move towards perfecting the soul and eliminating the karmic cycle. And like I say, if they order any of those six books to my site, I'll be happy to give them the CD, free Joy Life Progression CD. And George, it's always a pleasure, and love reincarnating with you, and you're my man.
Dr. Bruce Goldberg. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesure, Tim Banal, and how many other people do we have? Art Bell, George Knapp, Ross Mitchell, Ian Punnett. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.